Chapter 15. The Nighthawk was tense. Last Wednesday, he'd had his first big score. He'd seen her naked, making out with her husband. But they'd seen him, and he'd had to run. It was sort of embarrassing to have to run off like that, like some pathetic little peeping Tom kid. It had violated his autonomy as the invisible watcher, taken away the power of his anonymity. But it had been sort of exciting as well. A little flirt of jeopardy that had intensified the Nighthawk's experience. As he dressed, the Nighthawk tasted the experience again, rolling it on the tongue, trying to discern it as if it were an expensive red wine. It is like wine, in some ways, the Nighthawk thought. It's kind of intoxicating, the search, the possibility, the triumphant moment of total nudity in that woman's most intimate moment. The Nighthawk wanted more. It's rather like wine in that, too, the Nighthawk thought, as he started down the back stairs. At least for certain kinds of drinkers, drinking makes you want to drink more. I may be that kind of watcher. Maybe there is never enough. As he walked through the darkness in the quiet town, he could feel himself swell with importance and tighten with uncertainty. Would he see her, any her, tonight, as he had last Wednesday? Would she be good-looking? A little plump, a little thin? Would she be younger or old enough to show some gray? Sometimes women, after they undressed, had a little reddish indentation around their belly, where the elastic top of an undergarment had pressed into their skin. He never went to the same part of town twice. Tonight, he was in the commuter part of town, where they lived in rows of neat, expensive houses on quiet side streets. Halfway down such a street, there was a cut-through to the next street, one that kids had probably worn. It was narrow, screened by bushes, and out of reach of the streetlights out front. The Nighthawk glanced around, saw no one, and turned into it. The land rose somewhat, halfway along the cut-through, and at the top of the rise, if he stood up among the trees, the Nighthawk could see into the second-floor windows of the houses on Birch Avenue. At that place, the Nighthawk took up his vigil.